Our reading for Tuesday, May 26th, is from Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28, starting in verse 1. After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days. And from there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And after 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days, and so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. And when he came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God, and trying to convince them about Jesus both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their eyes they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn and I would heal them. Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.' He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." That takes us to the end of the book of Acts. I realize that Luke's account here kind of ends suddenly without giving us the verdict, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow as I try to tie all this together with some of his other epistles and some things that we do know about Paul through some secular writings after this point. So they have been shipwrecked. That's where we left off in chapter 27 yesterday. And they come to this island of Malta, and it's already been shown who Paul is throughout all of this. Remember, he told them we shouldn't set sail. We should stay here for the winter. They didn't listen to him. Then he told them various things along the way to give them some prophecy by his inspiration from the Holy Spirit. And so the centurion apparently believed Paul, or at least trusted him, and took care of him, prevented the soldiers from killing the prisoners, and so that's where they end up here on the island of Malta. Now, when he says that they were welcomed by these native people, you might have a footnote in your Bible that tells you that these were non-Greek speakers. Remember that at this time, Greek is sort of a universal language throughout all the world, but here, native peoples means that they didn't know this Greek language, so that was a little bit different, and possibly the gift of tongues was able to allow him to converse with them, or perhaps it was a language that others knew as well so that they could communicate with these native peoples. It's apparent that this island was at least sometimes used by sailors, since there was another ship that was docked there for the winter. So when they have this fire and this snake comes out and bites Paul, evidently it is a poisonous snake. They would have been able to recognize it, and they expected something bad to happen. Now, they make this statement, no doubt this man is a murderer. They may have jumped to that conclusion because they knew that there were prisoners aboard this ship. And, of course, it was pretty common, especially at that time, to figure that if something bad happened, that it must be some reflection upon the character of the one it happens to. And they kind of put all this together, knowing that some were prisoners. And he says, though he has escaped from the sea, which was a terrible tragedy, justice has not allowed him to live. So this is the conclusion they come to. So they sit around, they wait to see what happens to him. They're expecting to see him swell up. They're expecting to see him keel over. But Paul is just fine. God is taking care of him and protecting him and giving a sign so that while he's at this island of Malta, that the gospel would be listened to. But as we've seen before, whenever some miracles happen, sometimes people jump to a different conclusion, and they think, well, this guy must be a god. And I'm sure that Paul corrected them on that, as we saw before. And so then there was the chief man of the island that entertained them or took care of them, extending hospitality to them. But his father was sick with fever and dysentery. Paul heals him, and of course this is God working through Paul, another sign so that people would listen to him and know that his words come from God. It says that they honored us greatly, and when they were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. So they not only took care of them then, but they provided provisions for them. And at the same time, there were many others that were healed as well. So some good for the gospel was done, despite the tragedy that had beset them. So they set sail for there, and they finally make their way to Rome. And he mentions the brothers there, and invited to stay with them for 7 days, for a full week, and then come to Rome. The brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and three taverns. I don't really know where that is to give you any idea. However, it was beneficial to Paul that he was encouraged by them coming to see him. And then we see, verse 16, that Paul is not kept in some dark, dank prison. He is allowed to basically be under house arrest. He is able to stay by himself with a soldier that would guard him. The local leaders of the Jews are being called by him, and he tells them the things that had gone on. They said, we haven't heard anything about it. This is news to us. And they spend some time with Paul and examine him, as it states, and they listen to what he had to say. So he is still preaching the gospel despite the fact that he is imprisoned and not able to leave, waiting for his appeal to Caesar. So it says that they kept coming in greater numbers, and from morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God from both the law of Moses and from the prophets. Some were convinced, but others did not believe. And that's why he gives this quote in verses 26 and 27 from Isaiah. He said, the Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, talking about hearing, not understanding, seeing, but not perceiving, hearts growing dull, ears can't hear, eyes can't see. And that was because they They chose to close themselves off from the gospel and from the message of God. So that's what he quotes to them, and then verse 28 makes a conclusion. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. So before we saw instances where Paul would shake off the dust of his feet and say, let it be on your own heads. That's basically what he's saying here as well. And then verse 30, he lived there 2 whole years at his own expense. That means that he had to rent out the house that he was arrested at, and that's how he was allowed to live. So I'm sure that the brethren provided for that, since he was going to be teaching, writing letters, and preaching to anybody that would come to him. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But he continued proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. So thank you for coming back for another reading today. I hope this has been beneficial for you. I will try to put together a few things to tie all these thoughts together, and then we'll start another reading. So please continue in prayer for the safety of us all and for our country as a whole to get past this ordeal that has been set upon us. And please continue to pray that God may be with us all. Please continue to check the prayer list and make sure that you are praying for those of our number that have been ill and trying to recover in these recent times. We've had many that have shown improvement, and we've had some that are still in serious condition. So please be fervent in your prayers. Thank you.